Welcome into the gym class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard on this midweek Wednesday. Scott Udash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today, and then we throw the headset on Kyle coming up at 4 o'clock. It'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Todd under the weather today. No voice today. And Alex and Kyle will be taking you through the 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock hours coming up this evening. We got a great show. We are jam-packed. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, is going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. Chuck Juergen from the American Rivers Conference will be joining us as well to talk about not only what's going on in the conference, but also the Division III volleyball tournament, which gets started tomorrow at the U.S. Cellular Center. And it is Wednesday. Doggone it, that means it's a time for bowling night in America coming up this evening. And I messed that up last week. I have no idea what I was looking at. Maybe it was pre-vacation pre-vacation goggles. I don't know. But I am back after a couple days of rest and relaxation. Got two final rounds of golf in. Birdied the last hole of the year. That's always an outstanding way to go out, Mark. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you got in a couple rounds, and we missed you. Appreciate Kyle sitting in.
Yes, Monday, thank you, Tuesday, Kyle.
And we had a couple very good shows, and looking forward to completing another great week here on the gym class.
Yes, and thanks to Kyle and everybody out there. Do appreciate that. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Larris Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Third Base, where you're practically home, locally owned and operated. Appreciate everything they do for us here on the Gym Class program. As we mentioned, we are going to be talking with our friend Mark Ironside. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Chris Liss also joins us, and Chuck Juergen is going to join us as well from the American Rivers Conference. The NCAA Division III National Volleyball Tournament getting underway tomorrow at the U.S. Cellular Center. Make your plans to be there for the next 3 days, starting on Thursday the 21st, and should be a lot of fun out there. And we'll give you the complete schedule and whatnot coming up here in just a little bit. Trey Burhau just hit another three.
Yeah, he had a really good game for Northern Iowa last night, and the Panthers play Cornell of the Midwest Conference tonight. We'll have that game at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3. Cornell, pretty decent team.
Yes, 3-1.
Yeah. You and I at 5-0 and have won some very impressive games. Old Dominion out of the chute.
North Florida. Who, by the way, will be in Iowa City tomorrow night. North Florida picked to win their league, and it's a team that can shoot the lights out from three-point range. And really, that's been UNI's closest game this year has been the North Florida game. So we'll see how Iowa does coming up.
Indeed. Looking forward to the end of the week, state championship football at the Unidome on Thursday and Friday. And we are your home for coverage of Eastern Iowa teams right here.
Solon and Western Dubuque coming up tomorrow night, 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. Miles Klotz, Gary Fickle will have the call of that one. We'd love to have some more of those games, but doggone it, didn't work out that way.
You're not going to do the Dowling Valley game.
I will not be.
Okay, all right.
As I mentioned during the broadcast, somewhere, somehow, Bernie Sagow was smiling at this point because he got what he wanted for a long, long time. Hey, and hats off to him. You can't, you got to beat him to say something. And knowing at least for the last 10 years or maybe even going beyond that has been able to do it in the eastern half of the state.
It's guaranteed. As I said on my sports view yesterday afternoon, you may have heard it. It's guaranteed that the 4A state champion will come from West Des Moines for the 15th time in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian White, Kennedy coach, had some very interesting comments about how to conquer that. And teams have. Xavier has, Bettendorf has, City High has in the last 20 years, but it's few and far between. And And Brian White said, hey, the state has to figure out how to deal with this. They've got 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and so do we. But somehow that those two schools have been very dominant.
Yeah, have been. They've got a lot of talent. That's first and foremost. Really good. And, oh, by the way, that defense is mainly back next year with juniors and sophomores.
For
Dowling.
Dowling.
For Dowling, yeah. And they just seem to reload. Reload every year. 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. UNI basketball coming up tonight. Iowa State also a winner last night. Another little bit of a slow start for the Cyclones, but a very good finish for Iowa State as the Cyclones beat Southern Miss. It's not a good Southern Miss team. They've had a pretty good run as far as college men's basketball is concerned. This is not one of their better teams, and they haven't had really... To be honest with you, it hasn't been a really good run for Southern Miss since one Larry Eustace left from the Magnolia State. Mm-hmm. So they've been kind of down in the dumps a little bit since then. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. That's a Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. The one thing I wanted to get to before we get to a break, Mark's going to be here in a couple minutes or so, and I don't think it's going to go away or anything in all seriousness, but congratulations to Tanya Warren and the UNI women's basketball team as the Panthers took apart the Iowa Hawkeyes on Sunday afternoon at the McLeod Center, beat them by 20. Drake has beaten the Iowa State women this year down at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. I don't believe the in-state games are going to go away in women's basketball like it mysteriously did in men's basketball when this started to take place. I hope not. It's a different animal,
mm-hmm.
Women's basketball. You need these games if you're Lisa Bluter. You need these games if you're Bill Finley.
I guess it shouldn't be that surprising because Drake and you and I have been very good.
And it should be... Hey, it should be commended because there's no better state in the country for, and I hate to say this, mid-major women's basketball than Iowa. I mean, Drake's been in the NCAA tournament. UNI a couple years ago was in the NCAA tournament. NIT, I believe they were last year. WNIT for the women. These are two good basketball mm-hmm. teams. And... You know, credit to them and credit to Iowa and Iowa State for scheduling them and going to Cedar Falls and going to Des Moines.
The whole women's college basketball landscape has changed. You might have seen Notre Dame is out of the top 25 for the first time in 12 years. No Tennessee. UConn is fourth or fifth.
Oregon's number one.
Yeah. So things are changing.
They are. And, hey, it can only help things out as far as women's basketball is concerned. So I wanted to give a hats off to Tanya Warren and the UNI women's basketball team for their victory on Sunday. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. Mark Ironside set to join us when we come back. We'll talk about Iowa Chattanooga from Sunday. Iowa State was in action as well. We'll talk some college wrestling with you when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class here for a Wednesday presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home, so make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-True will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-True front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We will get to our poll question for you coming up here in just a couple of moments. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining us as well, as we will be talking some fantasy football coming up here in just a little bit. And we will also talk a little bit with Chuck Yergren from the American Rivers Conference coming up here as well. But Mark Ironside joining us in studio, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And Kurt, a great, great sponsor, not only of KGYM, but also helping us out with Mark's segment right there. And Mark's microphone. You need some help, man?
I got her.
You got it?
Yeah, it's not the prettiest, but you can hear me, right?
I hear you. I hear. We got to work on that.
Something's going on. Funky here today.
It's a little cattywampus.
Yeah.
Just don't touch. Don't touch her, Mark.
It's a little sideways. Just look at it. Don't touch it. You're touching it, man.
God dang.
You're touching it.
I want to get it right.
Well, it's about as good as it's going to be.
We need some super glue.
So did Chattanooga. Oh, my goodness. Well, no better way to start off the season, right?
That was a great duel. Had over 10,000 people there, just like we were kind of anticipating and hoping. Went pretty much as expected. You know, it wasn't kind of hee-ho-hum. I mean, there were some exciting moments. It was a good duel meet. 40-0, that's kind of what you expect when you're wrestling in Tennessee, Chattanooga. It was a good opportunity for them to come in. I would say the highlight of the duel meet for me was seeing Michael Kemmer on the mat again.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely loved it. So did the crowd. Yeah. 20-0.
You think he was a little geeked up?
Yeah, he wanted that fall bad. So did I, and so did the crowd. It would have been just, that would have been like the most perfect thing. We could have finally got that fall at the end when he had the guy on the back. This guy that he was wrestling on the back, he did a good job fighting off. But it was cool. He got a huge standing ovation when he was walking out of the tunnel to Who Let the Dogs Out. That's his walkout song.
Yeah, we got to work
on
that.
And they call it Chem. His name's Chem Dog, so it's kind of like Who Let Chem Dog Out type of thing. It was pretty cool. I thought it was cool. So did the crowd.
Who has the worst walkout song?
I don't know. I don't honestly really pay a whole lot of
attention
to him.
Are you a big walkout song guy? Or
no one's using your music, right?
We never had it back then.
No.
You know? We never did that back then. It's just a new thing. And now it's not only, God, what was I watching the other day? It's not just like the home team, but it's the other team too. They get a walkout song too. And it was the Ohio State and Virginia Tech meet on TV, which, by the way, Virginia Tech knocked off Ohio State. So, and McFadden from Virginia Tech, who's ranked third at 265, got beat. So That was a rough one for Ohio State in Ohio State's new facility as well, too.
But that was one of three upsets. Ryder beat Minnesota.
I didn't see that.
Ryder beat Minnesota, and Lehigh beat Oklahoma State.
They did?
Yes.
Where at? Where was that at? Had to have been at Lehigh.
Had to be. Well, let's look. Mark's going to beat me too.
It's hard, though, this time of year. Just guys are getting down to weight for the first time. Oklahoma State, Dayton Fix, they're a national champ from last year, 133s, taking Olympic red shirt. So I don't know who they have replacing
Lehigh, him. Lehigh meet was in Bethlehem.
It was.
Pennsylvania,
was,
yeah.
Well, good for them.
21-20 on criteria.
Wow, on criteria, yeah. Huh? Wow.
But Lehigh's not bad.
No, they're absolutely not. And that's a fun place to wrestle when you go in there, too. And good for them. I'm sure Oklahoma State probably took it a little bit lightly going in there, probably first dual meet of the year or so. And it was probably more so just a promotional type of thing for Lehigh. I'm happy for Lehigh. Good for them. But I wouldn't put a whole lot of stake in the score. And obviously, if it was on criteria, I mean, look at UNI and Northwestern too. Mm-hmm. That one came down at the very end, and Northwestern got edged out. Northern Iowa, UNI. But at the same time, had Holschlag not gotten hurt and had to default at 197 for UNI, which is a real bummer for him because that's now 2 years in a row now he's hurt his knee. He was out all last year with the other knee hurt. Now he just hurt the good one. Had he wrestled that match, then I don't think Northwestern would have won that dual meet.
No, I would agree. And Iowa State just got by Bucknell, too. So, like you said, it's early in the year. It's early in the year.
Yeah, guys aren't accustomed to making weight yet. Guys aren't down to weight yet. It's hard this time of year. I think Iowa, though, looked really well. Obviously, people were there, saw it. And I had a lot of people comment about how tired Spencer Lee was. It's nothing new. It's the beginning of the year. He's always been extremely tired at the beginning of the year. Take about February, he'll be in rock and rolling shape, He just, I don't know what it is. Just with him at the beginning of the year, he hasn't had a whole lot of mat time either, too. He was off the mat a little bit there with the knees wearing that brace again. But he's fine. He's doing well. Marinelli, I don't know what was up with that one. That was the one that probably surprised me the most. Marinelli, I don't remember the final of his score, but he just racked up so much riding time and just rode and rode and rode and never really got a sniff of turning the guy. I thought maybe he'd put on a takedown clinic and try taking the guy feet to back later in the match, but it was just kind of just – I was really kind of surprised about Marinelli just racking up so much riding time and not really – making it an exciting match and getting racking up a bunch of takedowns and so forth.
9-4.
9-4 is the final.
9-4 was.
I mean, it was 4-2 after the end of the first period, and I think then it was 4-2 after the end of the second period because he rode him out the whole second period and then took him down and got out and then took him down in the third period. So that makes it 6-2 and continued to keep riding him. And I mean, he ended up letting him out towards the end a little bit, but just a lot more than what he normally does. Nelson Brands was a surprise to me, I guess. I was kind of surprised to see him out there. Him and Wilkie never wrestled off. It'll be interesting to see what happens at Iowa State. If I had to guess, they're listing both Wilkie and Nelson. My guess would be that they're probably going to wrestle Wilkie, but I don't obviously know that for certain. I never thought Nelson was going to wrestle the other day either. So I like what they're doing. DeSanto was up to 41. I look for DeSanto to be down to 33, wrestling 33 Sunday against Iowa State. Gomez, I know, from Iowa State will not be wrestling. So that's, that kind of hurts Iowa State right there a little bit. That's a guy that, came in at 133-pounder, and he came in at the beginning of the season at 170-something.
Yeah,
That's not going to make a coach very happy. So he's still on that descent plan, so we'll see where he ends up, but he will not more than likely be wrestling.
Sam Stahl was a mainstay at heavyweight. Now it's Tony Cassiope. Tell us about him. For people that haven't seen him.
He got a pin.
Yeah, he got a pin, and man, that's his kind of goal this year. He's out to get pins, and he's out to set the pin record for career pins. And he started off good. Got a pin.
He's one for one.
But a little bit about Cassiope. He's just a great kid. Funny, great personality, really light personality. He's going to have some maturing to do out on the mat against guys that, maybe ranked ahead of him. I'm curious to see how he does against guys that, are ranked ahead of him. Or if he gets behind in a match, that's, I guess, where we'll really see, you know, what Cassiope's about. I know that when he's wrestling people that he knows he can whip up on and that he should beat or whatever, I think he feels confident and really good when he has his confidence. But maybe just judging by what I saw at the Midlands last year, a couple of matches that he lost when he got behind, he kind of turned into a different wrestler in those situations. And it's not every match is going to be favored to win and go out and be in the lead all the time. So once he starts wrestling some stiff competition there, it'll be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see who Iowa State puts out at heavyweight as well, with Gannon Gremmel, who got ejected from his match in the last weekend against Bucknell. Two unsportsmanlike conduct calls. So he got basically disqualified. And so, honestly, I don't know what the rules are if he can actually wrestle, if he has to sit out.
Or if he's got to sit.
Yeah. A dual meet or not. They have him listed along with another heavyweight. So I don't know if he can wrestle or not, or if they maybe just sit him just, you know, from an internal point of view for 2 months. I don't know what he did. Maybe it's just kind of an internal slap on the hand as well, too. I don't know. So it'll be kind of interesting. I hope they wrestle Gremmel, just because that'll be a good match to kind of see where Tony Cassiope is at. That'll be a better match for him.
Mm. Was this the lineup you kind of anticipated on Sunday, or was it a little bit different?
It was a little different. I think that after I saw who was wrestling at the, you know, Luther Open on that Saturday and stuff, you know, Wilkie went to the Luther Open and wrestled three matches and Nelson didn't. So I guess that makes sense. They knew what they were doing going into that. Paul Glenn wrestling at 33 and bumping DeSanto to 41. I'm not really sure where we're at with that. I don't know what was up with Mirren. Mirren is listed at 41 though for this Sunday, and DeSanto's listed at 33. So I would see either Mirren or Carter Happel probably in the lineup at 141, and DeSanto back down to 33. I think it's a situation where when you're wrestling teams like Chattanooga and you have some room to kind of play, I think Tom's just kind of messing with the lineup and doing some things behind the scenes, what's probably best for individuals and for guys, and is really smart, in my opinion. I think he's kind of, you know, being a little bit of a Joe Madden, so to speak, and playing guys in different positions and seeing what we got. It's early in the year. We didn't need certain guys in certain positions to win the dual meet or anything. So I like what I'm seeing, and overall, the guys look pretty good.
Mark, some of the Iowa wrestlers went to different meets. You mentioned the Luther meet, and
that was a star-studded lineup that went to Luther.
I mean, I'm looking at, we don't know who the exact starters are yet, but I wonder, you take Iowa's second string, are they a top 20 team in the country?
Oh, I think
top
so.
15?
Yeah, I think
top 10?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as top 10, but I would definitely put them in the top 20, maybe top 15. But I think we have some serious depth there.
Iowa's second string.
Yeah, Iowa's second string, yeah. I think they have a lot of good depth there, and it's a good situation for them right now. And that's why they're able to kind of play around with some different weights and kind of throw some different guys out there. And I think it's smart for, you know, Coach Tom Brands to throw guys in there. I think it was smart to throw Nelson Brands out there and send Wilkie and have Wilkie get a few more matches in and send Nelson out in front of the Carver Hawkeye crowd for the first time and against, you know, someone that he should be able to beat pretty easily, and just kind of get the nerves out of the way and so forth or whatever. I think it was really good. I think it was good to send Teasdale to the Luther Open, even though he got beat. I think it was good to get him on the mat, you know, have him make weight and kind of start getting him into the routine of things, because he didn't wrestle at all last year. So I don't think it really mattered to DeSanto, you know, what weight he was at. He just wanted to be out on the mat and wrestle, and he did. I know that they're keeping Nelson down low, so he still can wrestle 74. I think they had him weighing at like 76. And they did the same thing.
And wrestled 84.
And wrestled 84. And DeSanto, same thing, and wrestled 41, kept him close to 33. So, I mean, they know what they're doing. This weekend going into Iowa State, really looking forward to that dual meet. Iowa State does a great job of hosting these dual meets. They have elevated stages. They have the light show, the music. I'm super, super excited. I know the team is, because Iowa State came in and you know, almost stole the thunder from Iowa at home last year, and Iowa won that by the hair of their chinny chin chins. And they're probably not going to forget that. And they better not go in there and get complacent by any means. So obviously the two key weights are going to be 49 and 57. 49, you've got Deegan from Iowa State, who's ranked third, and Lugo from Iowa, who's ranked fourth. They've wrestled twice last year. Deegan beat them both times, but both times were by like 1 point, 1 or 2 points each time. This is a huge match for Lugo. Huge match for Lugo. And then at 57, you got the phenom Nate Carr Jr., number one recruit in the country. A couple years ago, redshirt freshman, making his debut against the number two Caleb Young from Iowa. So this is a great opportunity for Nate Carr Jr. to go out and see where he's at against the guy that's ranked number two in the country, and you know, who's returned All-American and so forth. So that's a big match for them. And so 49 and 57 are going to be some big, big matches. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of big matches there, but I think those are the two premier matches, along with 84 and possibly heavyweight if Gremmel wrestles.
How do you, if you're Kevin Dresser, do you start 125, you take a chance, maybe you get a 157 or something that pops up. Do you want Spencer Lee going out there first?
I think Kevin Dresser will draw.
I think he will too.
I really think that he will draw. I'd be surprised if he didn't.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I would too. I think they're going to do everything they possibly can to try and win this dual meet, and starting at 133 or 125 pounds against Spencer Lee and DeSanto, I don't think is probably the best thing to do. So
I would agree.
They draw, they start 57, and Nate Carr Jr. upsets, you know, number two Caleb Young. That's a huge boost for them and gets the ball rolling right away, you know. But then, you know, unfortunately for them, then we come right back with Alex Marinelli and Michael Kemmerer too. So, you know, but I think that they'll probably draw.
Well, let's give you a shot, first shot at our poll question.
What is it?
At KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. The early line on Iowa versus Iowa State wrestling this Saturday or this Sunday is Iowa by more than 10, Iowa by less than 10, or Iowa State wins.
Not the latter. Not the latter. I am going to say Iowa, and I don't want to be just, well, I'm a homer and this and that or anything. I'm going to say Iowa by more than 10.
I'm going to get some bonus points.
I think so. You know, 25, 33, you know, it depends on who they wrestle at heavyweight. If they don't wrestle Gremmel, we could very easily get bonus points at heavyweight. 65, you know, I see bonus points. You know, possibly 74, you know, we get some bonus points. So I think that, you know, win at 41, and a lot of it depends on what happens at 49. That's one we could win. I think we could definitely win by 10 or more. Where they're going to win, I don't think they're ever going to get – I don't see them getting bonus points anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I say Iowa by more than 10.
Good early season measuring stick for Iowa to go into a hostile environment. It's going to be that way. I mean, Iowa State's going to pull out all the stops.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to tip your hat to Dresser. This, I mean, he is probably out of all the coaches in the country, if I have to give an award to the best marketing person as a coach, it would be him, with mm-hmm. Tom Ryan right behind him. I think that Kevin Dresser does a great job marketing. He's going to have a ton of fans there. They're going to have special stuff going on. I know before every meet, he meets with a certain group of people that probably, you know, like donors, blah blah blah, pay a certain amount of money and you know, meets with them like for before, like in a lunch type of thing before the meet, you know, and a meet and greet type of thing. He speaks to them and stuff like that. He does a good job playing the crowd and stuff and promoting different things. He's a great promotional type of coach. So it's going to be a great opportunity for Iowa to go in, be under a light show on an elevated stage, get maybe a little bit of redemption from last year when things didn't go as well as they had hoped. If I'm Iowa, I'm really, really sky high for this one and super excited to go into Ames. Extremely excited to go into Ames.
I want to get your opinion on a couple duels coming up this week. First one, Nebraska facing Northern Iowa.
I mean, obviously,
depends on who's in the lineup for you and I.
I think Nebraska's going to be favored in that one pretty heavily. But I, you and I's got some studs though. I mean, you got Steyer in there at 74, who was on full feed, feeling good, just an animal. You got Max Thompson in there at 49, who really, really wrestled well and beat up Deegan from Iowa State in the Harold Nichols Open. But then he also had a 1-point match against Northwestern too. So you and I, they got Lujan. He's dangerous. He could easily get a fall at any time, any given time. You and I, it's just kind of they're kind of inconsistent. They're hot and cold. If they, it's at home, probably the first dual meet this year, you know, in the gym, what do you call it? West Gym. And you know, I mean, they're going to be really gung-ho about it. I think they're going to come out, they're going to be ready to go, and it's going to be a dogfight between the two, but I think that Nebraska will come out on top.
Penn State going to a resurgent Arizona State outfit that is ranked number 10. Penn State has won 60 duels in a row.
That's three time zones they got to go across.
What time is the duel meet?
Mark? Mark Dukes?
I don't know. Penn State should win this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Penn State's ranked number one in the country. They got some horses back in the lineup.
But Arizona State's coming on.
Yeah, they're coming on. They got Valencia. They got some they got some guys in their lineup that are really, really good. I think it's more so just kind of like what Lehigh was bringing Oklahoma State. It's kind of like Arizona State bringing in Penn State. I think it's a great opportunity for Penn State to bring in, you know, the most superior team in the country over the last decade, and kind of a promotional type of thing for them. A great opportunity for them to wrestle them. They probably don't see them at all again up until nationals, but for sure, I think that's a handily won dual meet by Penn State. But when you travel through all those time zones, like you mentioned, and you get down into sunny Arizona, and you know, maybe the guys start kind of thinking they're on vacation, and it's early in the year, anything could happen. You know, maybe it could be a lot closer than what it should be. But I think Penn State for sure comes out, you know, handily the winner.
Finally, Minnesota goes to Oklahoma State.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah,
Okie State's gonna beat them.
Well, I think
both coming off a loss.
I think they'll definitely beat them, and I think that Oklahoma State probably woke up a little bit, and I'm sure John Smith cracked the whip on some guys, you know, whether, you know, those guys just didn't get their weight down properly or didn't really wrestle up to par against Lehigh, and I'm sure that was not a good feeling, being on the losing end inside that gym at Lehigh, and they're going to be ready to go inside their home arena, Gallagher Iowa Arena, against the Gophers when they come in this weekend. So I look for, you know, Oklahoma State. But that's a great matchup. That's a really, really good matchup. It's a good opportunity for Brad Nagum of Minnesota to go out on the road and wrestle in Gallagher Iowa Arena and take on Oklahoma State. It's kind of a good measuring stick for them early on in the season.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk about it next week. Wednesday, just ahead of Turkey Day. You going to be here?
Possibly. I can't commit 100%. Regardless, I'll be on air with you, whether it's via phone or in studio. But I may be out.
You going to be in a deer stand?
Possibly.
This is how we rank, you know.
Deer one, Scott and Mark two.
Yeah. If I'm talking to you guys like, hey, yeah, you bet. That was a great movie. Yeah, you guys got it, yeah. Then you'll know where I'm at. So, listeners, crank those radios up. You might need that extra volume come next Wednesday.
All right, thanks.
Because right now, 3:30, that's kind of prime time. The deer are starting to move. And if I accidentally hang up, or not accidentally, if I hang up really quick, I'll call you back and let you know what happened.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, see you, boys.
Mark Ironside's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a break, take a look at the text line and more, but we're going to get a real quick Mark Dukes, because I have to differentiate between the two. It's Wednesday. It's Bowling Night America coming up tonight.
It is indeed. Ironside is sitting in for me tonight. I didn't let you know that. In fact, I didn't ask him if he would either. But
they wouldn't know by the first name, but they probably know by the score.
They may.
It is. We're about the 1/3 pull in the adult Evergreen League. And Rusty Nail's on a bit of a slide. Been rusty the last couple weeks. We'll try to sharpen things up tonight against Hup Electric. Lanes 25 and 26. We thought we were
I aired.
Renewing the Pin Pals rivalry.
That's next week.
That is next week. So we'll have results tomorrow.
We will. Looking forward to it. You're on. I am going to be there to...
I'll be there. I hope I'm on.
I hope you're on as well. I will be there to encourage the team coming up tonight. I'm sorry.
I really, I keep saying it every year, but I really
you
want
need
to come out.
To
come
out.
I will.
All right.
I'll make it happen some night.
And I'll see you Friday, too. You going to be there Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah.
Where at?
I'll let you know.
Okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
Oh,
probably
man.
Not. I will be down. I'm going to take off after Hannah gets out of school to head down so we can hunt all day Saturday, come home Saturday night so we can go to church and then Iowa State. But we got to get in that tree Saturday, and I don't want to leave with her at 3 a.m., so we're probably going to head down after school.
Okay. All right. That'll be good.
I might. We'll see.
All right. We'll see how it goes. All right. We will take a break, come back. Chris List from RotoWire.com will join us. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. And we will do that for you. We'll answer a couple of texts as well when we come back. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Start your next project today and save with 11% off everything. Now, at Menards. Tarcat offers a wide variety of flooring options to give your home a fresh new look. Update with new laminate, sheet vinyl, or vinyl plank flooring. Get 11% off your next flooring project right now at Menards. Sale prices are good through Saturday, November 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Limited time offer while supplies last. Offer applies to Samsung Galaxy A20. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back with you on the gym class on KGYM. Several questions about where people can watch Iowa State Wrestling. Unless you subscribe to Cyclones.tv, you're not going to be able to see it. And people are complaining about it. But as we mentioned, Jamie Pollard is not. He's a very smart cookie.
Yeah.
He wants you to get Cyclones.tv. To watch. Listen to Mark. He's fun to listen to. Encourage you to do so. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Text already starting to fly in for our next guest, Chris List of RotoWire.com. And if you would like to chat with Chris or send him a text, we encourage you to do so. And Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy football right here on KGYM. And we'll get right to them here because they are coming in hot and heavy for Chris here. Standard scoring, Chris. Good afternoon, by the way. How you doing?
What's going on, Scott?
Or good evening, I guess, in Portugal.
Yeah, it's nighttime. That's right.
Standard scoring tight end, Ebron, Hollister, Griffin, or Goedert?
Goedert, yeah.
Goedert. 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 That guy.
I would probably go with Hollister against the Eagles. I think it's a pretty good matchup. Griffin's a pretty good matchup, too, against the Raiders, but I'll say Hollister.
Same texter. Excuse me. Standard scoring needs two of these three, and I don't know how the texter got all three. Ezekiel Elliott, Aaron Jones, or Todd Gurley? Pick two or leave one out.
Yeah, I'm sitting Gurley out of those three. I know Gurley had 25 carries last game, but Zeke and Aaron Jones are like two of my top 10 overall players.
59-10, a flex question in a standard league. Allen Robinson, John Brown, or Sony Michel?
I would probably go Allen Robinson against the Giants. Trubisky's terrible, but if you get it's one team that he could probably beat is the Giants at home.
42-53, Carr or Brady?
I got the same. I got those two and Mayfield that I'm choosing between in one league. I think I'm going to go Carr. It's close though. Brady's got actually the implied total for the Cowboys is higher. I mean, for the Patriots is higher. I just not sure where the passing game production is coming from. So I'll say Carr narrowly.
You see a lot of points being put up in that game?
I don't, but the over-under and the point spread, if you know, there's an implied total. If you look at the over-under in the game and the point spread, you can say, okay, well, Vegas is saying this team, Patriots, should get 26 and the Cowboys should get 19. Like, that's basically what the point spread and the over-under say. So you can look at the implied totals for each team, and for the Raiders it's 24 and for the Patriots it's 26. So then the next question you got to ask if you're looking at the quarterbacks is, well, this quarterback team's supposed to score more, but who's supposed to get more of the team scoring, Brady or Carr? Well, Carr's got Josh Jacobs, so he's kind of a better running back than anyone in the Patriots have. So to the extent the Patriots score, it'll probably be Brady or their defense is scoring like crazy. But then, you know, the Jets' run defense is good. So I'm going to go Carr narrowly, but it's really close. It's a tough call.
Chris, our producer, Kyle Mann, I don't want to speak for him, but he shared with me the other day, he decided to pick up Gronk. Smart.
I mean, I deleted Gronk and Antonio Brown from the cheat sheets finally, but you never say never. I mean, they could, you know, anyone could come back, but I think, I guess, I mean, you could think, well, maybe he's going to come back a couple games before the playoffs. I think it'd be really hard to start him. He'd have to sign like right now and then get two games under his belt before you could start him for your fantasy playoffs. You don't want to start him the first day he comes back. After being off this long.
Well, he's been dancing with the Laker girls as of last night. So, you know, he's staying in shape. So, good for him out there.
Very rigorous.
Yes.
Very tough.
12:07 Standard League, start two of these. Alshon Jeffery, T.Y. Hilton, Golden Tate, or Josh Gordon?
Wow. Probably T.Y. Hilton if he's playing, because he's the best one of those. And then it's just a crapshoot. I might go Golden Tate. He's going to get some targets, but it's a tough matchup against the Bears.
Chris, a thank you note from 5232. I just want to say thank you for the advice you gave me a few weeks ago to trade Gurley. I was able to get Hunter Henry and Stephon Diggs out of him.
Oh, nice. Good trade.
Yeah, it was. Good.
Is DK Metcalf in must-start territory?
It's close, and it's a good matchup against the Eagles. Depends who you have, but yeah, he's close.
46-35, Chris, which Colts running back is going to carry the load since Marlon Mack's injury?
Maybe Jordan Wilkins. You know, Marlon Mack could be back 13, so it might just be a one-week thing. But, you know, Jonathan Williams, Jordan Wilkins, it looks like Jordan Wilkins might play. And then I don't know, really, between those two, it's 50-50 who's going to get more carries. And Nyheim Hines is there, too. So don't go crazy bidding on those guys in free agency.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. 74-25 in a PPR league needs you to pick two for him. Michael Gallup, D.D. Westbrook, Sterling Shepard, or Deebo Samuel?
Make sure Debo's healthy, but he'd be one. And then I got to go with who's the first guy?
First guy was Gallup.
Oh, it's Gallup. Gallup, yeah. I mean, it's a horrible matchup for both those guys, Samuel and Gallup, but you got to go. D.D. Westbrook's like an afterthought. You got to go with those two guys.
9761 has a two-part question, Chris. First of all, should I give my last roster spot to McLaurin or Hardman?
I would, McLaurin is safer because I think he's by far the number one receiver, and he played in college with Haskins, and he's going to get targets. But Tyreek Hill hurt his hamstring on Monday night, and Hardman could be a monster with Mahomes back. So if you want to play it safe, go with McLaurin. If you want to swing for the fences, go with Hardman.
Leads the league in yards per catch, Hardman does.
Yeah, he's very fast.
Second part of that question, what should I expect from Jay Ajayi?
I mean, he barely played last week, and that was with Jordan Howard out, so not much.
1247 in a PPR league, Evan Engram or Jacob Hollister?
Sorry, Ajayi didn't even play at all. I would go Hollister. Ingram, he's got this foot problem. He might play, but it's at the Bears. Go with the guy who's healthy with a good matchup.
79-12 is in a PPR. Needs two of these, Chris. Marquise Brown, Randall Cobb, Zach Pascal.
I would go Marquise Brown, if healthy, and Zach Pascal. I know Cobb had a big game last week, but Pats are really tough.
Couple more minutes here with Chris. 46-35. In a PPR, Miles Sanders or Curtis Samuel?
I will say Sanders this week, especially if Jordan Howard doesn't play.
There you go. 319-366-1600. As I mentioned, just got a couple more minutes here with Chris. So we're getting closer to the playoffs. This came quickly, didn't it?
I see them flown by. I mean, time is flying by. You know, when you get old like yourself, Scott, time seems to go faster and faster. So, you and I both know.
We're 8-3, though.
Now, thank you for not throwing me on the pile, Chris.
Yeah,
sure. Oh, let's see. 19-19 is in a half-point league. Dak or Rodgers?
I got to go Dak. I mean, it's a horrible matchup. But I don't know. Maybe not. They both got bad matchups on the road. You know, I'm going to say Rodgers on a hunch. Dak's been so much better this year, though. It's kind of foolish. But the Patriots are probably the best pass defense in the last 5 years.
We'll get to the lightning round here. 97-61, expectations for Geis.
Not much. He caught that one long that pass he took to the house, but it's pretty much a straight line. I think he'll probably get more work. I got to see if he's the guy for them. But modest. It's a good matchup, though. Lions are pretty soft.
77-64 is in a PPR and needs one of the following running backs, Geis, Hill, or Miami's running back.
Oof, that's ugly. I guess I will go Geis because Tampa's actually tough against the run.
All right. John at Columbus Junction weighing in. Manuel Sanders, Jarvis Landry need two of the three, or OBJ.
All three are banged up, I think, a little bit. But OBJ, for sure, if you tell, I mean, you got to play him against the Dolphins. And then Landry and Sanders are kind of 50-50. They're both banged up. I guess I'll say Landry to start both Browns, but make sure, you know, check on the health of all those guys.
57-31 needs a spot start from a quarterback. Would you go with Brissett, Driscoll, Jimmy G, Wentz, or Foles?
Wentz.
All right. Let's see. 57. Oh, we got that one.
79-12.
79-12. PPR pick two. Emmanuel Sanders, Jared Cook, Will Fuller, or Ronald Jones?
Ronald Jones for sure. And then probably Sanders if he's healthy. I don't know if Fuller's playing. I'm not sure if he's playing Thursday. My guess is not.
64-41. Do you like which defense, San Francisco or Cleveland?
Cleveland.
And Prescott or Ryan at QB?
Ryan. The Tampa Bay is the absolute worst pass defense, and that's a great matchup for Ryan.
And then finally, 37-54, Mixon or Michelle? It doesn't say if it's standard or PPR.
You got to go Mixon. It's a terrible matchup. The Steelers are tough, but Michelle is just kind of he hasn't done anything all year.
Last one, Giants or Bears?
To win the game. I'm going to say the Bears win, but the Giants cover the spread.
Okay, fair enough.
Tell the folks about rotowire.com, everything you guys have to offer, Chris.
Yeah, we have all these, you know, we have Stark Fit articles that answer all your questions implicitly. RotoWire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. Check out everything we have. In 10 days, your subscription will lapse. You'll decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest. Again, there's RotoWire.com/trial.
All right, man. Well, I think we'll try to get you in next week. If not, certainly in 2 weeks and because of Thanksgiving next week, Chris. But always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Good luck in week 12.
All right, Chris, Chris Liss, RotoWire.com, joining us. Quick break, come back. Chuck Gergen of the Iowa Conference joining us coming up.
Algae, that murky green stuff may not seem very useful, but it could be the future of energy. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing biofuels from algae so that the trucks, ships, and planes that drive our economy could one day run on algae biofuels with half the greenhouse gas emissions of today's fuels. Keeping transportation humming while cutting emissions. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Little Caesar's thin crust pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesar's. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesar's large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top four national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
No, 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 no. This can't be it.
Mike, your team's in the lead. They just scored.
No, you don't understand. This is the last Cheez-It.
There's
Listen, I don't know what to do. The game's on. The score is close. There's plenty of drinks to go around. But what's the point if there's no Cheez-It snacks?
Man, if you would just...
The cheesy, crunchy, satisfying perfection. It's all gone after this. Thank you, my little delicious square.
Dude, there's more in the kitchen.
I love you.
You're still talking to the cracker, aren't you?
Cheez-It, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Back with the other gym class, 354 here on KGYM, and try to get a hold of Chuck from the I said Iowa Conference, didn't I? I owe a buck to the jar.
American Rivers Conference.
American Rivers Conference. I knew that. I knew that.
Got two teams in the college football Division III playoffs.
They did. How about Central? Huh? First time in a long time for the Dutch to get in. And then, of course, Wartburg, and they've got to go up to Michigan, I believe.
Right.
To play their first round game. And the news coming out today that Vince Brodigan will not be back as Cornell's football coach after, about a 5 or 6 year stint at Mount Vernon? Seven-year stint over in Mount Vernon. But, it's a tough place to bring kids into. Cornell has won. I think they can win again. If they find the right guy, not that Vince wasn't the right guy, but it's a tough situation to recruit kids to.
Yeah, it's a fine football tradition at Cornell. Vince Brodigan was a really, really decent guy and an excellent football coach, I think. But there comes a time where you just say, maybe turn it over to somebody else, if that's what Vince was thinking.
Yeah, and it's they'll get things rolling again at Ash Park with. You know, with the trains going by and everything in the back.
Hopefully, except for one game a year.
Dick Simmons online, too, for Mark.
He feels the same way.
Except the opposite
he does.
Direction right there. 356. If we do not hear from Chuck here in the next couple of minutes, the Division III National Volleyball Tournament gets underway tomorrow at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. And there aren't Iowa teams, Mark, as we know, but there are some very good volleyball teams that are going to be taking part in that, and might be able to get Chuck on the phone here, and if so, we will ask him about it coming up. But yeah, it's going to be a fun tournament, and they need people to get out there. If you are a coach of a youth team, bring your team out there. It's a great way to have the girls see some great volleyball out there.
Well, it's certainly a venue that has demonstrated it can handle tournaments with the girls' state tournament at that venue multiple years. And a nice feather in the cap for Cedar Rapids to host.
It is. It is. I'm going to bring the bracket up right now as they have it here. Of course, it takes about 2 minutes to do it, and the font is about an eight. Goes back to that old thing that Chris Liss was talking about here. It will be tomorrow getting underway. The eight seeds are Emory, Johns Hopkins, Calvin, Carthage, Bowdoin College, Trinity of Texas, St. Benedict, and Clarkson. Those are the teams. Emory will take on Clarkson. Bowdoin will take on Carthage. Johns Hopkins will take on St. Benedict. And Trinity of Texas will take on Calvin. Those are the first round matchups. And
includes on Saturday?
I want to say yes. Let's see, 21st quarterfinals, 22nd semifinals, 23rd championship. So there you go. Yeah, starts tomorrow. So stop on by the U.S. Cellular Center, and we will have some good volleyball for you coming up. Those games get started tomorrow at 12:30, 12:30, 3 o'clock, 5:30, and 8. And then 5 o'clock, 7:30 for the semifinals, and then the championship on Saturday at 7 o'clock. We've got UNI and Cornell playing basketball coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, I looked in the UNI notes and whatnot. They did not list this as an exhibition game. So I am assuming that this is a regular season game for both teams. Cornell 3-1, UNI undefeated. We'll talk to Kevin Lehman coming up tomorrow. We'll talk to Dave Koken as well. We'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up for you coming up tomorrow as well. So all that in the offing for a Thursday edition of the Gym Class.
Go ahead and vote KGYMradio.com. Our Emo's Hideaway poll question. Early line on Iowa versus Iowa State Wrestling this Sunday. What should it be? Iowa by more than 10 points. Iowa by less than 10. Or Iowa State wins.
Mark said by more than 10.
I wouldn't have expected anything else.
Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. It will be Alex and Kyle today with Todd a little bit under the weather. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3, everybody.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Radio.